Chapter 1. What is a covenant? Covenant is a difficult word to define. The word appears 301 times in the English Standard Version, which means that it is a common word. But what is a covenant? A very simple definition comes to us from the Children's Catechism, which defines a covenant as an agreement between two or more persons. This definition captures the essence of a covenant and rests on solid biblical footing. Isaiah indicts Israel for her sin, "Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we have an agreement." Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15. See also chapter 28, verse 18, chapter 30, verse 1, and Daniel chapter 11, verses 6 and 17. The prophet employs a common Hebrew poetic literary device by placing two statements in parallel that have the same meaning. He uses a synonymous parallelism to show that covenant and agreement are interchangeable. At the same time, we can note that there are all sorts of agreements. So what is the determining factor in undertaking the nature of the various covenants or agreements that appear in the scriptures? We do not want to place a straitjacket on scripture and force a strict definition of covenant wherever we see the term appear. In fact, a general definition of a word never determines the word's full meaning. Rather, the word's context within a sentence or passage always determines its meaning. If, for example, we define trunk exclusively as a square box used for storing clothing, we quickly run into trouble when we find that cars, trees, and elephants all have trunks. The context of the word creates a frame of meaning so that when I say, "Get the trunk from the attic," you know that you're not looking for part of an animal, car, or tree. The context of a word determines its meaning. As we apply this principle to covenants, we can observe that there are various types of covenants or agreements in Scripture, but that the context determines what type of covenant is in view. To understand the nature of biblical covenants, this chapter first delves into their characteristics. Second, the chapter explains the different types of covenants that we find in Scripture. Finally, the chapter concludes with summary observations about biblical covenants. Characteristics. Several common characteristics appear in the various biblical covenants, such as oaths, laws, animal sacrifices, blessings and curses, love, witnesses, and signs. No covenant bears all of these marks, but each covenant bears one or more of these common characteristics. Oaths. Given that the Bible provides a basic definition of a covenant as an agreement, we can logically take a step back and ask, how do agreements come about? One of the most common ways is that two people speak and determine the parameters of the agreement. In the ancient biblical world, people determined and fixed their covenants by swearing an oath. When Abraham and Abimelech disputed over water wells, Abraham resolved the issue by making a covenant with the Gentile king. Genesis chapter 21, verse 27. The narrative then observes, "Therefore that place was called Beersheba, because there both of them swore an oath, so they made a covenant at Beersheba." Verses 31 through 32. Swearing an oath is how a covenant or agreement is made. This same oath-making pattern appears with God's dealings with Israel. God spoke through the prophet Ezekiel and impeached his people. "I will deal with you as you have done, you who have despised the oath in breaking the covenant." Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 59. See also 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, and Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 13, 16, and 18 through 19. The prophet Hosea similarly charged the people of Israel, "They utter mere words, with empty oaths they make covenants." Hosea chapter 10, verse 4. Oath and covenant also converge in Zechariah's prophecy about God's faithfulness, that he would show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father, Abraham. Luke chapter 1, verses 72 through 73.